of Noah. Terach had drie zons, Abraham, Nahor en Haran. Terach had several wives. En also Sarai was offspring of Terah. So they were family from each other. Sarai and Abraham couldn't get children. Haran died in Ur, Mesopotamia. And Lot was born as a son of Haran. Here you see the map. Ur, Iraq. Ur. There the family was living. Ur was a big city. 10 generations after Noah, there were cities like Ur. And they worshipped idols. And also Terah was worshipping idols. Maybe he had some picture of the true God, but they also worshipped idols. What happened? When Abraham was born, Noah was still alive. For Noah became 900 years old. Maybe he still had contact with Noah. There was a consciousness of God, but they also worshipped idols. But God called Abraham. God knows us before, and there was a special destination for Abraham. The Lord said to Abraham, "Leave your family and your country and your father to the country that I'll show you. I will make you a big people and bless you and exalt your name. You will be a blessing. I'll bless the ones who bless you, and who's cursing you will be cursed. And in you all generations at earth will be blessed." Then Abraham went on, and Lot went with him. When God calls us, we all have the things of our family, of our culture, of our background. But here, God called Abraham away from his culture, from his idols, for he wanted to go a new way with Abraham. That's why he had to leave his country. And you see, Abraham went on his way. He was obedient to God. But there was one problem. For there is written, "Leave your father and your family circle." And what you see, Lot went with him, but also Terah and his father also went with him. Sometimes it can be difficult to leave something from your education, from your culture. So actually some family accompanied him. And then they arrived in Haran, in northern Syria. And they were not yet in Canaan. As long as Terah was alive, they stopped in Haran. So Abraham did not reach his destiny at that time that God had for him. So you see, when you are not complete in obeying God, you don't reach your destination. Only when his father died, then God came to Abram again, and he said again, go from your country to where I will send you. And Lot? Lot left his father already in Ur. And without father, we see him going with Abram. Abram was concerned about Lot. Or maybe Lot considered Terah as a fatherly person. And Lot was seeing what happened in the life of Abram. And also when Abram went from Haran away, Lot went with him. And then Abram broke through. He left from the mountainous country east of Bethel and put his tent between Bethel in the west and Ai in the east. There he built an altar and called to the Lord. Abram had obeyed the Lord. He went to an unknown place, but he wanted to follow the Lord. God spoke to Abram, but also Abram spoke to God. He was building a relationship with God. His heart was focused upon God. Abram walked with God. So in this way, he went through the country and God brought him to the right place. And he said, this country will be for your offspring. This will be your country. And this was the place where Abram finally stayed. And then there is written, and he voyaged from place of rest to place of rest, from the southern land until Bethel, to the place where his tent had been the first time, between Bethel and Ai. He voyaged from place of rest to place of rest by his spirit. By his spirit we can travel from place of rest to place of rest. He knew the places. Finally, he came at the same spot between Bethel and Ai. Until now, we did not see much about Lot. And Lot seemed to be connected with Abram. And Lot was blessed with the blessing of Abram. Also, Abram became richer and richer. Camels, sheep, gold and silver. But God shared in that. Lot shared in that. But then there came a problem between them, for the country was not big enough for all these herds. All these cattle herds. So Lot went with Abram, but the call upon Abram was not the call of Lot. Maybe you recognize that in your life. Maybe you had the Christian education. Or you watch great people of God who have special calls in their life. You see what is happening in their lives. But you miss that personal walk with God. Lot didn't know that personal walking with God. He had to make a choice. And that's for us all. We have to make a choice. until now, Lot followed Abram, not God. But God doesn't want that we follow some person, but that we follow him. So there became a problem about the cattle. And Abram knew, I have to be here in my call. And he said, Lot, our ways have to separate. The chase, the choice is for you. And then we see Lot was watching the whole plain of the Jordan and saw that it was rich of water. Before God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, in the direction of Zoar, it was as the court of the Lord, as the country of Egypt. That's what by Lot chose for the Jordan plain, and Lot went to the east. And they were separated. Abram lived in the country of Canaan, but Lot lived in Sodom. The people there were very bad and great sinners to the Lord. What is striking here? Lot saw the beauty of the Jordan plain. Eva was in the court of Eden. She saw the fruit, and she saw that, and she was longing for it. Lot saw that the Jordan plain was rich of water, and it determined the choice he made. He could have choice in another way. He was walking all the time with Abram. He knew about the call upon the life of Abram. He knew that Abram followed God. He could have said, Abram, you walk with God. What do you think that is wise, what I do? Where shall I go? He didn't say that. He didn't do that. Lot watched the rich Jordan plain, and that was determining his choice. Although Sodom was a bad city. How a difference with Abram? Abram, who is leaded by God himself, walking with God, where God sent him. He was not leaded by what he was watching, by the faith of Abram. When he was called, he was obedient to go to the place that he would receive as an heritage. He left without knowing where he would come. By his faith, he was an inhabitant of the country of the promise in a foreign country. He lived in tents. He expected the city with fundaments made by God. Where God is the ones who has made it. Likewise, Jesus calls us to look forward to his kingdom. Abraham understood that he was only a temporary inhabitant. Abram knew that it was a temporary time that he would live on earth. Abram was looking forward to a heavenly homeland. God prepared for us a heavenly city. We are on our way to our heavenly homeland. This is only temporal. This is not staying always. And Abram knew that he was only on his way. On his way in a growing relationship with God. The promise of God for Abram is also to be fruitful. He said, "You will get children." I speak later on about it. Abram lived in tents. It was a conscious choice to live in tents. One evening, God said, "Look up to the stars. That will be, in this way will be your offspring. Or watch the sand of the sea. So like that will be your offspring." And when Abram was walking at the sand, he was reminded as the promises of God, and the same when he watched at night at the sky. It reminded him to the promises of God. How a difference with Lot. Lot went to a city, went to live in a city. Why Lot was going to a city? For we saw already the country was beautiful. Maybe that Lot was thinking, "I've not to do anything. I can live just in the city, for everything is okay with the cattle. He liked social contacts. He was liking the things offered by the world. So he chose for the city." Was Lot not a righteous one? In 2 Peter is written this. There is written, God was a righteous one. God was a righteous one suffering from the bad people. So it is written that Lot was living in a city, but every day he was hurted by the bad things he saw around him. But he himself had chosen to live there. So he was walking at 2 legs. At one side he wanted to be in the world. At the other side he was hurted by the bad things he was seeing there. And Abram heard the voice of God, and he gave the leadership of his life in the hands of God. Lot did not have that personal relationship with God, and it didn't help that he lived in that city. Every day he was tempted, and he was also hurted by the things that happened there. What was the problem with Sodom? We can recognize a lot in Sodom. In Ezekiel is written, "This was the unrighteousness of your sister Sodom." Yeah, for God is speaking about Jerusalem first. Pride, abundance of food, and careless rest, she had with her daughters. The hand of the poor and the people in need were not filled. They did bad things for my face. That's why I put them away as soon as I had seen it. That is what God said about Sodom. At this moment, we have abundance in many respects. Everything is ensured. We made certainties around us, insurances. We have much richness, but the poverty in the world is increasing, and the impureness is increasing, like in Sodom. So you can say, also we live in Sodom. Like Abram chose to leave the bad surrounding, it is difficult for us to stay here in Sodom. Where Jesus said, go in your inner room to pray. In the past, such rooms were there in the houses. But now the world is coming in our houses, in our rooms, in my pocket bag, with my telephone, for example. At every place the world is coming inside. But God is searching us. Lot was a righteous one. And maybe he didn't sin, but his attention was drawn away. The attention for God was taken away from him. What matters is the personal intimacy with God, knowing God. There's another danger. What do we see happen? God lived in a city, and then a number of kings came to have war with each other. And five kings were going to fight with four other ones. And the king of Sodom was captured. Also Lot was captured. They took all the possessions of Sodom and Gomorrah and all the food and they went away. Also they took Lot, the son of the brother of Abram, and his possessions and his properties, and they went away, for he lived in Sodom. He was captured. Great, great danger. Great danger when we want to participate in the world. When we want to find our status in the world, there is danger that we will be captured. Maybe you recognize it. Maybe your status at social media is very important to you. It's important how other people think about you. Or it is important for your career. It is important how people consider you. Maybe you are addicted to a series on Netflix and it is capturing you. It is a temptation. God doesn't want that. God is so merciful. God is so full of love. He is following us. He used Abram. And he used Abram to deliver Lot. Abram was following these kings and he made Lot free. God wants to make you free, to set you free. When you are, we are bound to the world, when there are things that keep you away from intimacy with God, God will deliver you of that. God used Abram to make Lot free. The beautiful thing is that Abram didn't trust upon his own power, but he knew God. The power of God is the most strongest. God is my deliverer. That was the power of Abram. So Lot was delivered. And then he has the choice. What is he going to do? What do we do as you are free? He could have chosen to leave that city, not going back to Sodom. But God was bound to Sodom and he chose to live there again. And when God was living there in Sodom, there came a time that God said, it is enough now. God took the decision to destroy the city. That's the same for the earth. There will come a time that it's enough for God what is happening in the world. God was speaking to Abram about what he was going to do with Sodom. When we have a personal walk with God, that there is a relationship that God is a friend of us and that he will share what he's going to do, what is in his heart. God is longing for that he can reveal his heart to us, that he will be able to lead us. There's written, I teach you about the way you have to go. My eyes are upon you. I give you advice. Are we listening to the voice of God? Or are we concentrated on the things of the world? Maybe not sinful things, but concentrated on the things of the world. Even if work in the church keeps us away from the intimate relationship with God, then it's not good. So Lot was righteous. He knew God. But he missed that personal relationship with God, the listening to the voice of God. He was captured in that city. And what do we see? God came to Abraham and he said, I will turn the city upside down, Sodom and Gomorrah. In that time, Lot was in the gate of the city. It meant that he had some important position in the city. He was one of the elder people in the city. So he was sitting in the gate and he saw the angels come and he stood up and he said, I invite you to be in my house tonight. I care for you. Finally, Lot could be of significance for somebody else. But it is in that city, in Sodom. Then men came, all the people came to the house of Lot, and they said, give these people to me. We want to have sex with them. That's what they wanted. For the first time, I can imagine that Lot really stood stood firm for God, that he did not admit to these people. He said, no, these people stay here, I care for them. And he tried to calm down these people. He said, don't do that. But these people, they mocked with Lot. You are a stranger. Would you tell us something? When you really say what is in your heart, then the world will react not always in a kind way. And Lot had to recognize that. And the two angels said to Lot, hurry up, please. There's not much time. He tried to take with him his son and his daughter-in-law, or his daughter and son-in-law, but the angels finally took Lot and his wife, and they took them away from the city. And when they left the city, they said, go on to the mountains, don't look back, for this valley will be turned upside down. But Lot did not understand that God was his safety, and he went to a small city. And finally the angel said, okay, go to that small city, we protect that city. But Lot became afraid. Lot did not see who God is. And finally, he is going into the mountains, living in a cave. That's not all not so positive. But it also shows the mercy of God. Although Lot was a righteous one, but he didn't know about the relationship of God. He lost everything. But God was so merciful to save him. God wants to save us all. He doesn't want that we are lost. But also he has some destination. He not only wants to save us, he has a call for you He has a call on you on your life. He wants us to be focused upon him, to follow him. That's the lesson that what we can learn from the life of Lot. We live now in the days of Lot, where our eyes are focused upon. What has our attention? Lot had actually a miserable end. He lived there with his two daughters. But God wants us to be fruitful, that we are fruitful, walking with him. Lot had not that intimate walk with God. And then Lot evoked children with his own daughters. We have to learn to walk in obedience and to leave behind the things that bind us. Abram was focused upon the heavenly city. He was apart from this world. God wants to release us from the connection with the world. The things in the world can be innocent things, but what has our attention? Can you say with Abram, "My God is my everything, and this world is not of value for me"? That is the message of this morning. Where you are, what is determining your choices in your life? Maybe the musicians can come to the stage. Dear people, Jesus can return every day, every moment. It is not time enough to hesitate. We cannot base ourselves upon to follow other people. We cannot base upon the faith of our parents. We cannot stay in this world and think, "I'm walking at through legs," like we say in Holland. Where your eyes is focused upon. Will you close your eyes and let us pray? Dear Father, you are so good and merciful, Lord. Lord, you know us, and you gave us a destination, and you have called us to come in your presence. Your heart is reaching out to us and you call, "Where are you? Where are you?" Abram listened to your voice and followed you. He said, "I will follow where you go, there you send me, because you are everything for me. I believe in the promises, everything you have put apart for me. I am looking forward to your heavenly kingdom that has to come. My hope is upon you." But Lord, in the life of Lot, there are so many temptations, and he was led by what he saw. He made choices. He made choices based upon what he was thinking and feeling. Maybe we have comparable things in our lives. That we make our choices ourselves. If you make a choice for relationships, you can base yourself upon what you see and feel. But I believe God will lead that. Choices for a job, for a study, God will lead you. He wants that you walk with Him. How do you spend your time every week, every day? Things based on your status. This morning, God will say, leave Sodom. Be radical and make choice. Learn to know me and walk with me. Come in the intimacy with me, walking with me. Make time for me. What the world has to offer you. The world offers you not real peace, not real insurance, emptiness. And at the same time, God has all His richness for you. He's got everything for you. The question of God is God everything for you? Let His Spirit search into your heart. And maybe this morning you have to make a radical choice. You have to stop to break with things and turn to God. The Spirit of God will convince what is in your heart, convince you. You know what you have to leave. The theme of this year is step out. And I think this morning God will say, step out, break through, release the things of the world where you are focused upon. Release them. I ask you when there are things in your life where you have to break with, stand up from your seat. Literally, stand up. Are you free of this world, of the impact of the world? Is your heart completely for Jesus? I will pray with you. Dear Father, thank you that you know everybody of us and you know what's in our heart living in us. The people who were standing up, you know their choices, the longing of their heart to be completely for you, not be derived to other things, only be focused on you. For you come soon. You will find it's not in Sodom, but close to your heart. You call us in your neighborhood. And I pray for everybody who stood up this morning, and also other people who will be convinced later on in their hearts to walk with you, to be focused upon you and your heavenly kingdom that has to come. Not be connected with this world, but focused upon you and your kingdom. I will bless everybody. Thank you. You are a deliverer. You release us from our ties. Break these ties. We break these ties in Jesus' name. There is deliverance in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You make free, Lord. You make free to follow you and to be in your intimacy every day and to taste your love and to discover that you are everything. You gave everything, Lord. You gave your sin, Lord, your son. The most precious you had, you gave everything out of love for us. You share it with us. And what do we give to you? We come with our sin, but you want that we come to you with all of our life, that we give our life to you, and we say, here I am. I deliver myself to you. I surrender to you. I and my house want to serve the Lord, Joshua said. You are longing that you want us to live in intimacy with you. And every promise in the life of Abram, you have made them true. You have fulfilled them. The blessing and neighborhood of God is so good, so great. I pray for everybody here that you will taste his neighborhood. It's so precious. Amen.